The Supreme Court hearing the presidential election petition will resume sitting tomorrow after a two-week adjournment. The court concluded hearing of evidence on the 19th of this month and directed the parties to file their written addresses simultaneously by close of work today and reconvene tomorrow for further directions. Well, we have in the studio our correspondent at the Supreme Court, Bubu Klinogo, to tell us what we should expect tomorrow. But first, Bubu, have any of the parties filed their addresses?
Mercy, as at now, my information is that none of the parties has been able to file the address as at now. They are working strenuously to meet the deadline. But then I also gathered that it will not be possible for some of them to file by close of work today.
Why is that so?
Yeah, because it's involved a lot. The address, what is supposed to go into the address involves much, and that they are working on it and that they may not be able to conclude all the details before close of work today.
Bubu, addresses are usually filed by parties in civil and criminal cases after evidence has been led. What goes into these addresses?
Right, from a layman's point of view, or from the little I've gathered from the lawyers, the address is supposed to be a brief or a summary of all the things that took place during the evidence taking. So in this case, the various parties will take into consideration the evidence they gathered during the cross-examination and re-examination and all those things, and then also make their submissions as to what they want the court to do for them. The petitioners, for instance, will have to prove their case seek certain reliefs from the court, like what they want the court to do for them, maybe the vote they want to annul, why they want those votes to be annulled, the evidence they got from the various witnesses to back these claims, and then maybe look at the law, what the law also says about those allegations of irregularities. And then the respondent, on the other hand, will also have to maybe call on the court to dismiss the application or the petition based on the evidence they gather from the cross-examination and also based on their understanding of the law. That is basically the address.
And indeed, there are many issues they are looking at of overvoting, persons voting without undergoing biometric verification, some presiding officers not signing pink sheets, and pink sheets having duplicate serial numbers. Yeah. So will they? Should we expect them to complete everything at the close of today?
Yes, that is what that is the directive the court gave on the 17th when the hearing of evidence was concluded, that by close of work today, these parties must file their simultaneous addresses by close of work today. But the court also said that they will have to reconvene tomorrow to see whether the parties have complied with this directive, and then we'll give further directions as to the next line of action.
Okay, so if it happens that they file tomorrow, what happens next?
Well, if the parties are able to file or to meet the deadline as given by the court, and tomorrow they go to court, and then the judges have the knowledge that, or have the understanding that, yes, the parties have complied with the directive, then they will have to give the next line of action. For instance, they have to be giving the parties time to respond to the addresses of each other. Then after that, they will give them time for the oral presentation of the addresses. When the oral presentation is done, then the court will have about 15 days to give judgment.
Thank you, Bubu Klinogo, for that explanation on what we should expect today, possibly, and tomorrow. That was our correspondent at the Supreme Court hearings.
In response to public demand that the media should contribute to mitigating violence during and after the Supreme Court verdict, the Media Foundation for West Africa will on Thursday begin a daily monitoring of the use of indecent expressions on selected radio stations. The monitoring is receiving funding from Star Ghana and will be on key programs on 26 radio stations across the country. Deputy Executive Director of the Media Foundation for West Africa, Suleimana Brahima, told journalists expectations are that the media maintain professionalism and reduce the incidence of hate speeches and pro-violence expressions. Rebecca Ekpe has more.
The Media Foundation for West Africa's Monitoring the Airwaves project is one of many initiatives by various concerned organizations to ensure that Ghana remains a peaceful country even after the Supreme Court gives a verdict in the ongoing petition challenging the validity of the presidency. Generally, the feeling is that there is some anxiety and concerns among the public as to what would happen after the verdict. What will happen? Sule Brima of the Media Foundation for West Africa believes hinges on what the media puts out in public domain.
Would our media remain quite professional? Would the platform of the media be used as platforms for discussions and analysis and understanding exactly what went into the verdict of the Supreme Court? Or the media platforms are going to be used as platforms for fomenting trouble, for calling people to react in a violent way, or in other ways that would incite violence and provoke trouble in this country?
The Media Foundation's project will monitor expressions used by politicians and activists in discussions and commenting on proceedings and ruling of the Supreme Court. Findings will be issued in weekly reports. A bi-weekly radio discussion program will also create a platform for language experts to discuss the reports with a view to educate the public on the effects of the use of indecent expression on national peace and stability. On the issue of what sanctions there are for the media houses who fall foul of providing platforms for the use of indecent language, Sule Brima threw a challenge to the media.
So our expectation would be that, well, we are giving you free evidence of which media is not being professional and which individuals are doing things that are not right. In this project, I would expect, and I'm sure that we'll be following up with you, that the institutions that are mandated to ensure that the media is professional are getting the pressure to do what they are expected to do.
The Media Foundation for West Africa's Mitigating Risks Around the Adjudication of the 2012 Election Petition Project ends October 31.
That was Rebecca Ekpe's report.
Speakers at a forum in Accra have expressed the need for the media, especially the electronic media, to ensure that their platforms are not used to incite the people to violence before and after the Supreme Court verdict on the December 2012 election petition. This was at a special engagement with moderators of morning shows and political discussion programs organized by the Media Foundation for West Africa. The speakers include the chairman of the National Peace Council, Most Reverend Professor Emmanuel Asante, a former commissioner of SRASH, Justice Emil Short, and the president of the Ghana Journalists Association, Dr. Afil Moni. Justice Mingle has filed this report.
As the Supreme Court prepares to deliver judgment on the December 2012 election petition, efforts are being intensified to get Ghanaians to accept the verdict in good faith, no matter the direction it goes. The forum by the Media Foundation for West Africa attracted representatives from almost all the political parties, media organizations, and moderators of morning shows and political discussion programs on both radio and TV. The executive director of the Media Foundation for West Africa, Professor Kwame Kakari, set the tone for discussion.
Everywhere around this country, there is radio. People are talking, and we must continue to keep talking because that is better than anything else. If we don't talk, we don't get wisdom. If we don't talk, we don't even get anything to laugh about and feel happy about. We are blessed with you and what you do, and that is something we must protect, we must defend, we must expand. And that is the reason why we feel that your work is important enough at every juncture in our lives as a society to call upon you to work with you so that your work will become more meaningful and significant for our well-being and progress.
A former commissioner of SRASH, Mr. Justice Emil Short, said Ghanaians cannot afford to be complacent that peace will prevail after the Supreme Court verdict. He called for vigilance to sustain the peace and stability the nation is enjoying.
What we have gathered here today to do is to ensure that we continue to preserve the peace and stability that we have enjoyed since the announcement of the elections in December 2012. And that is a credit to our country. that we haven't gone out in the streets. By the rule of law has prevailed. The losing party has gone to court, and the whole process has been managed with transparency and decorum. However, our concern at the moment is what will be the outcome of the Supreme Court decision and what will be the reaction of the government.
The chairman of the National Peace Council, Most Reverend Professor Emmanuel Asante, urged the media to use their influence to manage the aftermath of the Supreme Court verdict.
One of the major props of democracy is free media. However, while good journalism brings blessings and joy, bad journalism brings untold hardships and sorrow to countries, groups, and individuals. As a result of the almost universal accessibility of the electronic media, those who control them wield enormous influence in the shaping of public opinion. In totalitarian states, this has led to political indoctrination. In the liberal democracies, the media tended to promote the ideas of the cultural establishment for the commercial interests of the proprietor.
The president of the Ghana Journalists Association, Arthur Money, was confident the media will live up to expectation and will not do anything that will mar the peace in the country.
We have a responsibility to ensure that this nation is at peace with itself and at peace with neighbors. The media have often been cited as holding the key to the stability and progress of this nation. It is common knowledge that all kinds of interests, all kinds of agendas have invaded the media. But for once, for the sake of peace and the stability of this nation, let us all subordinate our interests, our agendas, our motives to the supreme interests of this nation.
The Deputy Executive Director of the Media Foundation for West Africa, Suleiman Abraima, announced that the foundation will from Thursday, August 1, start monitoring radio stations to check indecent expression and comments that provoke people to confrontation.
Justice Mingles reports.